So in politics, there is something that you got to get good at when you're on defense, and that is pivoting and pandering and moving to other things. For example, everyone stopped talking about Andrew Cuomo just like that because of what's happening at the border. And everybody just stopped talking about what's happening at the border because of a shooting that we have in Colorado. And then everybody started to talk about guns, because guns is what we need to be talking about, because it's a lot easier than having to talk about Andrew Cuomo or what's happening at the border, right? And then we had a new diversion, a diversion that kind of came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden yesterday was like the we better get ready, we better stand up, and we better demand equal pay for women. So let's go back to sexism. U.S. Soccer's Megan Rapinoe, I think that's how we say her name, said at the White House yesterday, quote, "I've been disrespected and dismissed because I am a woman. I've been told that I don't deserve any more than less because I am a woman. Despite all the wins, I'm still paid less than men who do the same job that I do." If you do the same job, then do me a favor, join a men's league and prove it. After all, right, with this new woke left, gender is just a social, you know, hold you down. So to the U.S. women's soccer players who are demanding the same thing, prove it. Okay, prove it. Go join the men's league and prove that you do the same thing that men do, because you don't do the same thing that men do. You do it differently. You may play a game that has the same rules, but you do not play the game the same way that men do. Now, as for women deserving, quote, equal pay and using sports, you guys are stupid. In the feminist movement and the White House and Jill Biden and Joe Biden and this U.S. women's soccer player, to compare sports, okay, to compare sports with men and wanting equal pay. Your sports usually suck. WNBA is boring as hell. And if I was wrong, then that league would make money. And it doesn't make money. It loses money every year. And the reason why it loses money every year is because it's boring. Women's sports are not the same as men's sports. That's why you don't get paid the same. You know, there's been this thing going around about the best WNBA player, comparing it to the best NBA player. If you are the same, you would be packing stadiums, and you don't. In fact, women's soccer only packs stadiums when it's basically the World Cup, the Olympics. And that makes sense, because I'll go watch curling if it's an Olympic sport. I'm not going to watch it on a random Tuesday. I'll watch ping pong and sword fighting in the Olympics. I'm not going to watch it on a random Wednesday. There are sports that people watch because you're rooting for a country and you pack a stadium, and it happens every 4 years. Or every 8 years, however you want to look at it, depending on if it's winter or summer, you get my point. Then we have all the politics involved, and my country is better than your country, and I'm going to kick the crap out of your country. No, we're going to kick the crap out of your country. And therefore, I will root and watch sports and fill stadiums that would never be filled on a normal day because of the Olympics. It's not because you're a woman. But if you're going to fight the way that women are fighting right now with this whole let's all be woke, Then fine, go play with the men, and let's see if you are just as good. You're not, because there's a difference. But don't tell me you deserve equal pay for what a man does when you don't play the game the same way, when you don't have the same number of fans, when you don't play the same amount of time. For example, a great example of this is tennis. Go look at the first round losses at any major in tennis. There are 6-0 and 6-1 sets of women getting wiped. That doesn't happen in men's. You get equal pay, though, because we've said that it's racist, sexist, bigoted, whatever you want to call it. We don't pay the same amount at the U.S. Open, the French Open, and everything else. So we pay women the same amount as men for doing less work, and that's a fact, because women's tennis is 2 out of 3 sets of the majors. Men's is 3 out of 5. Women don't get paid more for doing less, if you want to be really intellectually honest about equal pay. There is not equal pay for men and women's tennis at the majors, because men have to do more work to make the same amount of money as women do. Many times having to play more than twice as much tennis as they do. And by the way, men work harder than women do to win those sets. It's a fact. Go look at the scores. Go look at the scores and how many women have 6-0 and 6-1 sets in women's sports. Now, I'm not trying to be mean to women today, but what I am saying is let's stop indoctrinating people to believe that men and women are the same. They're not. Men are different. And woke Joe Biden said something at the White House yesterday in this diversion, which was just stupid. He said not a single thing men can do better than women. That's actually a lie, too. There are a lot of things that men can do better than women, like lift weights.
I've told my daughters, granddaughters, from the time they were old enough to understand what I was saying, and I mean it, there's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better.
That's just a lie. Joe Biden's lying to his grandkids. Men are better at going to war than women are. It's a fact. Men are better at lifting weights than women are. That's a fact. Men can do a better job of most things that are athletic than women can. That's also a fact. You put women on the field against men, we beat the crap out of you 99.9% of the time in athletics. Do not tell me that women can do things better than men can. Every time. Again, Biden's exact quote, not a single thing men can do better than women. That's not true. By the way, there's things that women can do that are better than men. For example, women can literally be a better mom than a dad can ever be. Women can birth a baby, which is something they can do better than any man can do because men can't have babies. Oh, Ben, you can't say that. That sounds sexist. I'm stating the facts, and if you are offended by the facts, I don't care. Men suck at being a mother. Men suck at raising children compared to women. Y'all are better at it. You are, statistically. I would argue that women are better at loving than men are at loving and caring and nurturing. Those are all compliments. But, of course, you can't say that anymore because that sounds somehow to somebody, I'm offended, that sounds sexist. I would argue that women have better bedside manners and bedside manners in the hospital setting, whether that's being a nurse, whether that's being a doctor. Not always, but women are usually better than men are and that job. And when you talk about the aspect of compassion, this idea that there's not a single thing that men can do better than women is a lie. And for Joe Biden to tell his grandkids that, he's just lying to his grandkids. That's stupid. There are certain things that women cannot do better than men. Women cannot dunk better than men can. Women cannot hit the golf ball farther than men can. Women cannot lift as much weight as men can. Women cannot run marathons as fast as men can. Women cannot be as fast on the track as men can. Women are not as good at sports as men are if you base it solely on performance. Does that mean women are bad at sports? No. But don't tell me that you deserve equal pay when you don't do the equal work. In women's tennis is the example. I go over and over again. And if you want to fight this argument on women deserve all these things and rights and equal pay and everything else, then please don't use sports as your example. It's stupid and insulting to my intelligence. Go look at women in sports. I'm serious. If the WNBA, if you were as good as men in sports, then the WNBA would have packed houses. They don't, and they lose money, and they're subsidized by the NBA. The WNBA could not stand alone on its own two feet. It does not make money. They're not as good as men. Let me just give you an example of a headline that is not appropriate if you wrote it the opposite of how Cosmopolitan magazine put it. They've got a headline that reads, 14 Things Women Do Better Than Men. Hello, Ego Boost. This was written January the 7th, 2013. We're still annoyed at the recent study that found men throw better than women. That's what a study said. We know plenty of women who can outthrow men, the article reads. That said, there are a ton of studies proving women have some amazing abilities that men lack. So we rounded up some of our favorites. Hello, Ego Boost. By the way, women cannot throw better than men. That's a lie. If it was true, women would be playing baseball in the major league. And if you do think you can throw better and you're a better quarterback than men are and you have the arm strength to throw like men do, then get in the game. Because you've already told us there's no difference between men and women and you want equal pay, then get in the game. get on the NFL field, because the last time I saw a woman play football, she sucked at it and she played at Vanderbilt. That's the facts. But we celebrate it like it was some amazing feat that she kicked a ball and it rolled down the field 25 yards and went out of bounds. And she kicked a, what, a 15-yard field goal? That does not mean that you're the same as men. That means you did the bare minimum to get on the field that men have to do. Men can't even walk on a football team with those skills. They get laughed at. If I walked out there and said I want to be a scrub kicker and kick the ball in the corner 15 yards, rolling, flopping down the field, and my only other qualification is I can kick a ball 15 yards through the uprights and a free point, they would laugh at me and tell me to get the hell out of there. A coach would literally probably beat my AWS. But we had to celebrate that because that was a big deal that a woman played at Vanderbilt after they lost every game this year. You want to know why they lost every game this year? Probably because they're so stupid they believe that men and women are the same. Men and women are not the same. Women are better at certain things than men. Some of the things that I would love to quote, I can't quote because people would say that's sexist. For example, men don't make as much modeling as women. Women are more beautiful than men. Can't say that apparently now because now I'm sexist. It is a fact, though. Women are more beautiful than men are. Women make more money in lead actress roles than men do. Women make more money being models than men do. Women make more money selling products online than men do. So here's their list from 2013. A study done at the University of Georgia and Columbia University found that women are better learners. Basically, we have a better approach to expanding our minds. And according to researchers, women tend to be more attentive, flexible, and organized. I agree with all that, by the way. I do believe that women are more attentive. I do believe women are more flexible. I do believe that women are more organized. That's why I think women are amazing. But it doesn't mean that we're the same. Because men have other attributes that women don't have, and we're better at it. We can dunk. We can. You can't. Then, of course, someone's going to say, that's not true, Ben. There's like three women that can dunk in the WNBA. You're a liar. My point is there are tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of men that can dunk, and there's a couple women. There's a difference. By the way, is it sexist? Is it wrong that, according to researchers, women tend to be more attentive, flexible, and organized? No, it makes sense to me. Why? Because men and women are different. According to a study of IQ tests from around the world, women have higher IQs than men. I also believe that. Does that mean that women are better in business than men? No, not necessarily. You want to know why? Because there's a very good chance that men, we have better ability to focus sometimes and run through walls. It's different DNA. We're made differently. It explains why we're insane in sports. Remember the whole line, there's no crying in baseball? Yeah, there is a difference. A study from San Diego University, State University, offices across the U.S. found that men's desks and offices are germier than women. I believe that. So congratulations, you're cleaner than we are. Again, this is an actual compiled list of the 14 things that women do better than men from Cosmopolitan Magazine. Now, of course, we should declare that all this is racist and sexist. Researchers discovered that men had anywhere from 10 to 20% more bacteria in their workplace than women. Okay, so men are disgusting ick, right? That's what they're saying. Congratulations, women. You're better at being clean than men are. A new study how the University of Western Ontario found women are better at handling the stress of a job interview. I'm willing to fight with you on that one. But they said that women are prepared, or women prepare more for the big moments. I would agree with that. Men, maybe we wing it more. You guys prepare more. Maybe you interview better. But does that mean that women are the same as men, as Joe Biden said? No, it's not true. Men and women are, in fact, different. Jill Biden, however, she's got to play the sexism yesterday at the White House as your first lady. Take a listen.
How do we value women when they have to work 3 months and 24 days longer to make the same amount as their male colleagues? How do we value the Black and Latina women who have to work many months more just to make up that same number? Equal work deserves equal pay, no matter who does it. And since my first teaching job, we've made progress in many ways. But I don't want my granddaughters to having to fight this same battle. I don't want them to worry about getting paid less solely based on their gender. It's way past time to pay women equally.
All right, let's talk about the facts of women and equal pay. Okay, let's talk about that for just a moment. Is there a grand conspiracy to pay women less than men? The answer is no. Let's just take a look at the WNBA, for example, because this is the example that I keep seeing in social media, which is proof that women are not paid the same as men and that the world is an evil place. And how dare you not pay us the same? I'll go back to the quote. We have filled stadiums. This U.S. women's soccer national team star, Megan Rapinoe, renewed her call for gender pay equity on Wednesday, appearing before a congressional panel and pledging to carry this torch alongside her teammates. There is no level of status, accomplishment, or power that will protect you from the clutches of inequity, she said in her statement to the U.S. House Representatives Committee on Oversight and Reform. We have filled stadiums, broken viewing records, and sold out jerseys, all popular metrics by which we are judged. Yeah, you did it for like a week. You did it for 2 weeks. You did it during the World Cup, which is abnormal. I watch soccer during the World Cup. I watch soccer during the Olympics. I don't watch it Monday through Friday or Saturday or Sunday, any other time of the year. I watch curling and badminton and sword fighting and any other crap you put an American jersey on during the Olympics. It doesn't mean I support it any other time of the year. I don't. And you should know that. But this WNBA-NBA comparison is beautiful. If they are the same, then why are they so different? I'll give you an example. If the WNBA is the exact same as the NBA, then why don't we combine the two leagues and shut down the WNBA and just have NBA and let's see how many women make the team? Because none of them will. None of them will. Not a single WNBA player would play in the NBA. That's a fact. None of them are good enough. There's too many men that are better. But they're not the same on so many other levels. Perfect example. A WNBA basketball is an inch smaller and 2 ounces lighter than a regulation NBA basketball. That's just the fact. So don't tell me you're the same when you're clearly not the same and the game has changed to alter it for women. There are 4 quarters in an NBA and WNBA game. The difference is it's 12 minutes in the NBA and 10 minutes in the WNBA. So men play longer than women do. But let's go back to the dollar amount here. Revenue is everything, right? People vote with their dollars, and they have voted when it comes to the NBA and the WNBA. The NBA is a $7.4 billion revenue industry pre-COVID. I'm not talking about COVID. Forget that for a moment. I'm talking about normal year. The WNBA, $60 million. You want to know why the NBA average salary is $6.4 million and the average salary in the WNBA is $71,000? Because the WNBA is not popular and no one gives a crap. They don't. And if they did, they'd make more than $60 million as a professional league. It's not hard, by the way, in revenue to get $60 million if you have a decent sport. The NBA is a $7.4 billion revenue comparison. This is massive. It's a huge difference. So not only is the ball smaller and lighter, not only do women play less than men do in the NBA compared to the WNBA, but an NBA roster consists of 15 players and a minimum of 12. A team may add 2 additional players under contract as two-way contracts who split time with a parent club in a G League. WNBA roster is a maximum size of just 12, period. It's totally different. Why? Because guess what? Men get injured playing in the NBA more often than women do in the WNBA. A player in the WNBA draft must be 22 years old. A draftee does not maintain any contract guarantee despite being drafted. Why? Because there's no money. A player in the NBA draft must be at least 19 years old. Again, there's a difference. And have at least 1 year of post-secondary experience. So there are different rules and regulations to even play in the two leagues. They're not the same. Let's talk about ticket prices. Because it's all about money, right? This is entertainment money. You want to know why women aren't getting paid the same in the WNBA? Because the ticket price average is $90 in the NBA and it's $17 in the WNBA, which means no one wants to go to the WNBA games compared to the NBA games. highest paid player in the WNBA, and they say that, that you know, she deserves more money, is Brittany Griner. $113.5 is what she's making to play basketball. Steph Curry, $40 million. You want to know why he makes $40 million? Because more people want to watch him play when he's on TV than Brittany Griner. More people are willing to pay insane amounts of money to watch him play in person than Brittany Griner. If Brittany is the same as Steph Curry, then they'd be making the same amount of money. They're not. They're different. The WNBA sucks. The NBA's awesome. I'm not saying that as a person. I'm saying the stats back it up. There is not a big desperation for people to go watch the WNBA games. No one's crying if the WNBA got canceled tomorrow. That's just the truth. I'll give you another example of, again, the people deciding. 2019 NBA Finals. Average viewership, 15.14 million people watch the 2019 NBA Finals. Average viewership per game. You want to know what the WNBA was for their finals? 231,000. I get more people that watch a YouTube video of me than that. Not trying to be arrogant. I'm just being honest. I get a, if I don't get over 500,000 views when I post a video on social media, it's considered a flop. The entire WNBA Finals only got 231,000 people watching on average. Let's talk about attendance and the metrics. You would assume that with cheaper ticket prices, more people would show up, right? Cheaper, more people. Doesn't happen either. WNBA average attendance, and these numbers are total crap. It's probably seats sold, not actually having people walk through the building, 6,768. I don't believe it for a second, because if you've ever been to a WNBA game, which I have, there's not 6,768 people there. Average attendance in the NBA, 18,000 plus. 18,000 plus. Let's talk about the ratings number. 2019 NBA Finals had an 8.8 rating, reaching 15.15 million. 2019 WNBA season had a 0.6 rating, and that was a 200% increase. Highest viewed game. Highest viewed game in history. Not even close to a bad game in the ratings. The fact is, there's a difference between men and women. Is someone discriminating against women with a WNBA? No, they're not. Kelsey Plum wants to make one thing clear about the money. She tweeted out and said this, quote, she's a WNBA star. I'm tired of people thinking that us players are asking for the same type of money as NBA players. We are asking for the same percentage of revenue share with our CBA. NBA players receive around 50% of shared revenue within their league, whereas we receive 20%. Well, guess what? Fill more seats, have more people watch you, and you'll have more leverage. But until you do, you don't have leverage. And if you don't like it, then start your own damn league. If you guys are so smart, start your own league. Let's go back to Joe Biden, though. Remember, Joe Biden told you that there's not a single thing men can do better than women. That's a lie. There is a difference.
I've told my daughters, granddaughters, from the time they were old enough to understand what I was saying, and I mean it, there's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. Not a single thing. I was among the first senators ever to appoint a woman to the Naval Academy. I was just able to, as President of the United States, appoint two women as four-star generals who now are combatant.
I mean, you, just because you appoint someone doesn't mean that we're the same. Women have different physical responsibilities to get into the military. Did you know that? Yeah. Women don't have to do as much as men. Women get paid the same. Because of this political BS, and it is political BS, women get paid the same as men in tennis at the major tournaments. It's stupid. Women play less time on the court in the WNBA than men, and they want to have same numbers, same percentage. They're not a victim. If you don't like it, start your own league. Figure it out. We're going to destroy this country by this nation. There is a difference between women and there's a difference between men. And it doesn't mean that you're being taken advantage of. there's a difference between men and women in pay in certain areas of life. And it doesn't mean that you're getting screwed. The idea that all women are getting screwed in the workplace and not being paid the same as men, there are reasons why that happens. One reason is men are way more willing to walk in and go, give me more money or I'm going to leave. Women are more loyal and more content money in many scenarios than women do. Women take more time off to be with family. Nothing wrong with that. Men do not. We're going to destroy this country if we keep selling this crap. Women and men are different, and it's okay. Women and men are different and better and worse at different things depending on if you're man or woman, and it's okay. But this idea that you're a victim in sports, no. Get more popular and we'll pay you more, women. Dunk more, we'll pay you more. Be more entertaining in sports and we'll pay you more. And if you think that you should be paid the same, then start competing in the same way in the same leagues with men and try to make the NFL or NBA teams. None of you will. You won't make it. But you can lie to yourself, tell you the same as us. We're not. Put, you know what? Combine women and men's tennis and see what happens. Not a single woman will make a main draw at any tournament ever. You will get the crap beat out of you. Same with weightlifting competitions and everything else. Let me just make one more observation here about the stupid comparison that these feminists are making, that they're underpaid in sports compared to men. Should men and women who are fat get paid as much as athletes that are in shape? If we're going to go down this road, where do we stop the insanity? There's not a lot of fat people in the NBA or the WNBA, for that matter. There's not a lot of fat people playing golf that are good. Is it discrimination? Football, you could argue there's big guys on the line, but really fat. I'm talking about fat. Like just totally morbidly obese, out of shape. Now, are you discriminating against men or women if they don't get jobs? Let's talk about modeling. If you're ugly, and everybody knows what that means, to be ugly, whether you're a man or a woman, is that discrimination that ugly models don't get paid as much as hot models? Are women going to start fighting against demanding equal pay for plus-size models compared to the skinny hot ones that people really want to see? Life isn't fair, by the way. I don't know if I need to just start saying that every single day. But if there's something you need to teach your kids, it's life's not fair. Life is not fair. It's not. Get used to it. And once we start trying to pass all these dumb laws, trying to make everything, quote, fair again, and to fix all the problems, be perceived problems, things that aren't even problems, really. This is when you get into the world of stupid. Proof of it is the fact that we've got a dude that thinks he's a chick who's now the assistant health secretary at HHS. A guy that's dressing up like a chick is now a federal official confirmed by Congress who's supposed to give you health advice, who, by the way, is fat and overweight. Oh, Ben, you can't say that. You're fat shaming. I'm just saying the obvious now. I'm done with this PC world. We have a dude that thinks he's a chick that's overweight who's now in charge of giving this country health advice as the assistant health secretary at the Department of Health and Human Services because we care more now about quotas than anything else. So, yeah, throw U.S. soccer woman Megan Rapoport at the White House and let her say, I've been disrespected and dismissed because I'm a woman. You're standing at a podium at the White House. Doesn't sound like you've been disrespected. I've been told that I don't deserve any more than less because I am a woman. Despite all the wins, I'm still paid less than men who do the same job that I do. Get more people to watch, you'll get paid more. And again, I go back to the logic of the left. If you do the same job, if women are now claiming they do the same job as men in sports, then join the men's league and prove it. Because it's the same left telling us there's no difference in gender and you can pick your gender and choose your gender and decide what you want to be. And when Joe Biden tells your kids a lie that women and men are the same, you might want to correct this for your kids.
I've told my daughters, granddaughters, from the time they were old enough to understand what I was saying, and I mean it. There's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better.
Again, there's a difference between men and women. That's a lie. And it should be called a lie. It should be called a lie. We're going to destroy this woman by raising this country, by raising women to believe something that's not true. All in the name of political correctness. It's stupid. It's absolutely stupid. There's a difference. I would argue this, lastly. Let's get rid of all sports based on gender. And then all women will be out of sports. Do it, high school level. Do it at the junior high level. Do it, please, at the pro level. You want equal pay? Play in the same league. Good luck. I hope you do well. Because remember, you're the same, so there must be no difference. So you should be able to make the team in the NBA if you're playing in the WNBA. And it will not happen.